Welcome, Finks, to the first episode of 2020. It is also the 7-year anniversary of the Symphony of Destruction 2. Look, I can't beat last month's big 2000, no way. Anyways, we're here on episode 87 with another hour of surf power. It's your host with the most to boast from coast to coast. It's the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the slave to the surf wave, the 60-minute maniac, the governor of Givener, the boss bad cat, Mr. Level 8, the lone wolf, ow! The one, the only, the big Dare Boski, Dirk Bragante, Itchy Bond, baby. The big D here on the first full moon of a new decade, making my way towards the big 100. Only 13 more episodes to go. Oh, that's still a long ways away. Or at least I'm trying to tell myself that. I'm getting a bit nervous now that episode 100 is on the horizon. The big Dare Boski is riding that highway to triple digits. Woo! And I got all this surf music to keep me company. It's all I need. This is going to be an episode full of music. 18 hot new tunes coming at ya. I have some real exciting new stuff to play. Voodoo Surf Tribe, a little surf project from some of the cats in the Terror Surfs. That's one. The Obsidians from Ottawa have their debut album out now, so we're going to hear some of that. Android Beach Party, the former band of one of the members of Danger Death Ray, who we heard on last year's episode. Last month's episode, Cheeky Dark, eh? So yeah, we're going to hear them too. Alright, so besides those bands, we have the Surfin' Tines and Tommy Hilfiger making their debuts on the Big Surf. Then I'm bringing back some familiar names too, like Panty Tsunami, Bandeos, Apaches, Hattori Hanzo Surf Experience, Underwater Bosses, and Cannibal Mosquitoes. There's plenty of others, but we gotta get moving. Oh, People Person are back with a new album, so we'll be hearing a bit of that too. Alright, well, I think it's high time we get this show on the road, start the new year off right. Let's go! We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's the Big Darebowski here with ya. Back on the January full moon, and ooh, it's a big one. Only the biggest and the brightest for the Big D. Celebrating 7 years of the Surfany this month. I mean, I say it often enough, but I guess I'll say it again. Oh, I cannot believe we have made it this far in. I amaze myself that I've stuck to this little podcast for so long. Well, I guess I'll keep going. I mean, I still enjoy doing the Big Surf, so yeah, let's go! Woo! Where are we going exactly? I don't know. Don't go anywhere, I suppose. I want you to stick around and listen to some surf with me. You in? Oh yeah, you are. So why don't I tell you a bit about what we just listened to? Oh, we got Cannibal Mosquitoes to wrap up our first set, going with Anthem for the Savage Race. Then over to the Volcanics with Revel Rally and Black Valley Moon, Cemetery Romance. Las Olas are next with Azul, and then starting off the very first episode of 2020, we got a tsunami alert. That's from Ontario's own Panny Tsunami. Well, now with the music rundown out of the way, I'm thinking we should get to some more music, yeah? Unless you want to hear about my new diet. I don't have much else to talk about. Well, I'll just give you the long story short. I have lost 5 pounds so far. Pat on the back for the Big D. Looking real svelte. Not like you can see me, though. I'm all the way up here in the axis of time. Nobody's seen me in ages. But that's just the life I live. Stuck in the middle of nowhere with all the time in the world and nothing to do. Damn, I'm really bringing this show down, aren't I? Well, it's not exactly true. I got plenty to do. Like listening to all sorts of fun music and getting to share with all of you finks. Speaking of which, let's get to what we should be doing. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, let's take a quick break and let the Big Bear Boski talk a little bit. It's the Symphony of Destruction 2000. And it ain't the Big Surf without Dirk Brigante. So I have a wild story to share with you. So as you may or may not know, I got a new computer back in May. It's been doing good. I can't complain. Yeah. So after I released the last episode, I thought it would be a good boy and get started on this one. So I opened up iTunes, ready to listen to some music, and, well, it was acting all funny. Par for the course of iTunes. Saying it couldn't locate any of my files, despite them being in the usual place. I figured, well, maybe I could clear out my library and re-upload and see if that helps. Yeah, it did. However, it ended up deleting the songs off of a bunch of theme playlists I've been building. Now, this was devastating. Some of these playlists I have been working on for years. Let me tell you, my heart sank. Hit rock bottom. This is bad. Real bad. I thought I would have to go through all my music and rebuild these playlists from scratch. I have 5,000 songs in my library, and that is 5,000 songs worth of surf music alone. If you didn't get the point yet, it was 5,000 songs. That's 11 days of music I would have had to go through. And, yeah, right? I wouldn't be doing that in a way. So, well, the good thing is, past me made a smart move and left all these playlists on my old computer, which I had given to my brother. So I talked to him, and thank the Lord, it turns out the playlists were still on there, albeit a bit outdated. So we were able to export them off the old computer and get them back on my new one. Oh, man. So, moral of the story is, back everything up. So now I have regular reminders now to back up the playlist and make sure I put them up on Google Drive or somewhere, not stored on my computer. The nice thing is that since I've had to go back a few months and find some of my old songs to add back to the playlist, the theme playlists, I have gotten the chance to listen to a few bands that have fallen off the radar for me. So you're getting a big old show since I kept finding songs I wanted to have on. And with that being said, Big Set Alert coming up. Our last song there, War of the Mermen by the Surf and Tines, sounds like something out of a movie, like an action scene set to surf, yeah. You can give the rest of the Surf and Tines album a listen, music for the 21st century over on CD, baby. Bandidos Apaches next with El Composito Rojo. Some Hattori Hanzo surf experience to follow with Rio Plata. And then new band approaching, this one from some of the cats from the Terra Surfs. Bit of a side project called Voodoo Surf Tribe. Less horror, more Saxon drugs and rock and roll. Their new EP, The Sleaze, it's available now on Bandcamp. Oh, and the song we heard, yes. That is Creeping New. Another new band, The Obsidians. These fellas have been around for a while now. I saw them a few years ago at Ottawa, Ontario's Surf and Turf Festival at the House of Targ. I thought they were great. And I saw that they had their album release party at this year's Surf and Turf. Couldn't make it this time around, but I did listen to their new EP as soon as it hit the internet. So here we have Selenite Stomp by The Obsidians, available now on Bandcamp. Familiar name to the Big Surf, but some new music. People Person in their new album, The Surf Horse Chronicles. An album all about Surf Horse and his various activities, such as Surf Horse Grabs a Snack, the title of the song we heard. Yeah, you get that. Alright, speaking of which, snacks and stuff. All this talk is making the Big Bear Boski hungry. Yeah, I'm a tick boy. Oh, yeah, I could use a snack myself. Storytelling took a big chunk of time. You know, all that jaw-jacking worked up quite the appetite. So let's get moving into the final set of episode 87 on the Symphony of Destruction 2000. we're coming up to the end of the show, and I'm looking to wrap things up here for our very first episode of 2020. Yeah, it feels good to be here in the new year on the Symphony of Destruction 2020. The big Verbowski, Dirk Bergante here with you. You think I should change it from 2000 to 2020 now? I don't know. That doesn't have quite the ring to it, I guess. Let's stick with the things. So, I got some fun news for you. I got a PlayStation 4 for Christmas. Yeah, PlayStation 4. It's brutal, yeah. Jill got it for me, despite me already having an Xbox One and a Nintendo Switch. So now I have completed the trifecta. Her reasoning being is that she prefers I stay inside and play video games for the most part, don't get myself into trouble like going out on a bender in the middle of the week. Not that I was doing that anyways, but better safe than sorry, right, Jill? Look, the big dare pulls, he can read between the lines. You think it's her way of calling me a nerd? Yeah, I think so. What am I going to do about it? Nothing. Yeah, no, I'm super stoked to have a PS4 now. I even got a sweet purple controller. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with purple. It is the color of royalty. Alright, well, I'm going to cut myself off on video game talk here before I go off the deep end, so let's quickly change the subject with the music of the third set. Oh, jeez Louise, another big set here. Alright, Danger Death Ray return with Citizen Sophia as the final entry in our 7-song set. 7 years, 87 episodes, and 7 songs. Next, going with the elements with Sandblasters, Quicksand, and A Forest by the Phantom Four. Anvil by Operation Octopus, and Basshead by Underwater Bosses. That was what we heard after those two, or should I say before, actually, going back. All right. More new bands to the Big Surf, Tommy Hilfiger's License to Chill, and Android Beach Party with Dragon Uppercut. They are actually a nice bookend for the set, along with Danger Death Ray. Reason being is that one of the band members is in both bands. He formed Android Beach Party during his time in Tokyo, Japan. So there you go, neat little fact for you. Hey, we got through that okay. Wasn't the long mile I thought it was going to be, alright. Now, I'll remind you, Finks, it's the bands that make the Big Surf. If it wasn't for all the great artists out there making surf, I would not be here today doing what I'm doing. So I'm asking you to go out there and support the bands you like and hear on the show. Buy their music, attend their shows if you can, like them on Facebook and all the other social media outlets. Show some love for these cats, yeah? A lot of the bands I've played on the show today, they have Bandcamp pages too, so be sure to check them out, buy yourself a new album or two. We'll of course post links to their pages on Facebook, so you make sure you go check them out. That's all I'm asking. Alright, moving on, so the Big Verbowski is back at it again next month in February. The full moon is on the 9th, so I'll see you then. I'll be doing double duty, actually. You know my big pal Dave of Revolution Rock over on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit. He's got his annual surf special coming up, and the Big Verbowski's got a standing invitation. You can tune in to hear Big Dave and I on the last week of February. Oh, and would you look at that? It's a leap year. Revolution Surf will be on the last day of the month, February 29th. It's going to be a hell of a rare show. I wonder what we're going to do. We haven't figured it out yet, but I'm sure it'll be awesome. All right, Finks. That's enough of me for January. Dirk Bergante here on the Symphony of Destruction 2000. And a full 7 years behind us. My 60 minutes are up, and so I am out.